Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Cyber attack against tens of thousands of data networks around the world, all infected by malware that locks computer files unless a ransom is paid, spread even further in the second day on Saturday. No word yet on who launched that plot. Varun Bhattar is the chief executive of the cybersecurity firm RedLock.
They're going after organizations which are mission critical, where they really can't live without their data for too long. For instance, we've seen most of the UK healthcare system shut down because most of the hospitals under the National Health Service plans are completely shut down. They've lost access, and in fact, they're turning patients away.
Britain's National Health Services first sounded the ransomware alarm on Friday. Since then, businesses and individuals worldwide have been affected. North Korea launched a missile today in a high-altitude path, indicating it might be a two-stage rocket capable of flying up to 4,500 kilometers. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe reacted. He said despite strong warnings from the international community, North Korea once again went ahead with a missile launch. He said it's absolutely unacceptable and that we strongly protest against it. The launch came just days after the election of a new South Korean president and as U.S., Japanese, and European militaries gather for war games in the Pacific. World Health Organization says the Democratic Republic of Congo is once again facing an outbreak of the contagious and deadly Ebola virus. Congo's health minister says three people have died in the northeastern part of the country. First outbreak of the virus in DRC since 2014, when 49 people died of Ebola. This is VOA News. Monitors are saying that Kurdish-led Syrian forces backed by a U.S.-led air coalition are battling Islamic State extremists near Raqqa, that is the IS de facto capital. Sunni Arab and Turkmen militias also involved, along with a separate contingent of Turkish-backed forces opposed to a faction of Kurdish fighters in the U.S.-backed Syrian Defense Forces alliance. Israeli police said an officer was shot and killed in the old city of Jerusalem. Police spokesman Mickey Rosenfeld.
We confirmed it was a terrorist attack carried out by one suspect. The police officer was injured moderately after he was injured in the upper part of the body. He responded at the scene by opening fire and shooting and killing the terrorist. The investigation is continuing into the stabbing attack that took place. Heightened security is continuing. What we can confirm is the terrorist was a 57-year-old man from Jordan who carried out the terrorist attack.
No word right now on why that man attacked the police officer. Palestinians in the occupied West Bank held municipal elections for representatives on dozens of councils, but the Gaza Strip did not, highlighting the divide between the two territories. The elections for mayors and local officials are widely seen as a popularity vote for President Mahmoud Abbas's Fatah party. Fatah's political rival Hamas is boycotting the vote by refusing to produce a list of candidates. Hamas says the vote will only increase tensions between the two groups. President Trump says a new FBI director could possibly be named in the next few days. His remarks came 4 days after he fired James Comey, a move that is still resonating here in Washington. Nearly a dozen people are being considered, including attorneys, law enforcement officials, and lawmakers. Meantime, President Trump received an honorary doctorate from Liberty University, then spoke to the graduates.
You will have the confidence to speak the hopes in your hearts and to express the love that stirs your souls. And you will have the faith to replace a broken establishment with a government that serves and protects the people.
Liberty University President Jerry Falwell Jr., the son of conservative evangelist Jerry Falwell Sr., helped Mr. Trump win 80% of the white evangelical vote in last year's election. Pope Francis has declared his saints two shepherd children who had visions of the Virgin Mary 100 years ago in a Portuguese town that has since become one of the world's most significant Catholic pilgrimage sites. Get more on that story and the rest of the hour's news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.